Today we pray for Rialto. So Rialto is a home to four major regional distribution centers: Staples, FedEx, Toys R Us, that's kind of gotten down a little bit, and Target. One of the United States' largest firework companies, Pyro Spectacular, is also headquartered there. And it has a Mediterranean climate. The neighboring cities to the west are Fontana and Rancho Cucamonga. To the east, San Bernardino and Highland. To the south is Bloomington and Colton. And to the north is Lytle Creek and Muskoy. Has about 103,000 people. The median age is 31, household income 61,000, median house property 313,000, 75% are Hispanic, 13% Black, 11% two races, and 9% white, 2% Asian. 28% were born outside of the US, 85% are citizens. There are over 2,000 veterans, 70 fought in World War II, 124 in the Korean, 1,075 in Vietnam, and 869 in the Gulf Wars. Average commute time is 31 minutes, and they drive alone. Most people own at least two cars per household. As with most of the cities in the county, their roots trace back to the Serrano Indians. Over the next several years, Rialto had a lot of different things happen: Mexican land grant, then a ranching, then a railroad center, then a popular stop along Route 66, the famous one, and a population around the economic center, because of where it's located, was able to start growing. They had 1,500 that called it home in the 1800s, and one remnant of that period still stands as an adobe building from the 19th century and is now in the Bud Bender Park. In 1887, the Rialto's town site was laid out by the water company after the railroads had begun between San Bernardino and LA. The first school was built in 1888 and Brooks School District was formed. And then a family bought the first schoolhouse in 1921, remodeled it, and it became the Rialto School District. Chamber of Commerce was established in 1907, and by 1911, it was home to 40 businesses and a local newspaper. The Foothill Boulevard, also known as Route 66, was repaired and became a section of the highway system. In 1914, the railway completed and the tracks became for Union Pacific, and Pacific Electric Depot was near where it's at today. A fire in the 20s swept through and many of the buildings in the downtown area were destroyed. Beginning in 1950, the population was over 3,000. By 1956, it soared to 15,000. The growth continued, and now it is over 100,000 today. Their motto is Bridge to Progress. They employ over 45,000 people. Most of the people work in retail, healthcare and social assistance, and utilities and construction. We pray for the current city council and ask God that you would use them to help this city thrive in a way that would help the people come to know the Lord and be able to share their faith with liberty. We pray that the people there that are in the Rialto Unified School District, the Oak Valley College, and the Christian schools, that they would rise up, that the believers that are in administration, in teaching, in education, in the parents and the students would rise up and share their faith. They would have prayer groups on campus. They would have little Christian clubs on campus. They would do the pray around the pole. They would not be ashamed to share the gospel, nor afraid. We pray for boldness to set them on fire. We also pray, God, that the woke teaching, the LGBTQ, and all of that would not be pushed, that parents would stand up and would speak, that they would want the freedom to be able to say what they want their kids to know. Pray for the crime grade to go down. It is overall D, and the violent D plus, property C minus, and other D minus. And their top issues are drugs, 12%, 9% vandalism, 6% vehicle theft, and 5% other theft, and 4% burglary. Much of this is due to the gangs that are quite prevalent in this area. And the poverty is at 18%. 3% above the average in California. One out of every six people live in poverty. So God, we pray. The crime and poverty often go hand in hand. Those that are poor, some choose to do things that they shouldn't. And so God, we pray that that would change. We pray for intercessors to rise and claim this large suburb for the Lord and pray until they see change. We pray for prayer groups to either start or grow with a quest to see people saved and transformed by the gospel. We pray for Christian recovery groups to work at dealing with those who have addictions and see deliverance and changes in people's lives. We pray for laborers for the harvest. We pray for ways to reach the poor. We pray that the churches will unify among themselves and that they would find events and community outreaches that could reach the people in the city. We pray that there would be a group of people that would have a passion to reach the gangs, that they would not be afraid, and that they would see deliverance and see such changes like a Saul to Paul's that would make people's heads turn and say, "Whoa, what did the Lord do? Wow." And they would see the power of God changing their lives that would bring about a reformation in the city and especially in the pockets of where there is more crime and violence. We pray for a revival. We pray for an awakening, especially to those who believe that they would have a hunger and thirst after righteousness, that God's kingdom would be advanced. In Jesus' name.